they defined, they went to see, tried to get him out of $1,200, and they tried to get him out of $2,000. They go up on the fine and try to go.
And they said, if he talks,
they might do something.
If you tell them a lie,
he told them all.
They probably will listen. And then if he say he threw one of them, but he threw them all, and those are one of them.
And then we are out of these 4 weeks, he's been in jail. And I have two children with them too.
The local police president, sometimes can't operate under the theory that Negroes have bombed their own houses in order to attract attention and to gain sympathy. From what Mrs. Quinn said, it is a near miracle that her two children were not killed. Now, nobody has been seriously injured yet, but it looks like it's just providence rather than anything else.
Well, they've been letting something out of the house, and now they get inside.
The ceiling from the top. All the ceiling fell in on the bed where the children were sleeping. The weather is not all the house. But in this room is worse than the door facing. The woodwork from the door is go through a wall and land on another wall. That's how the dynamite tore the house apart. There's a mirror lying on the bed that's just about this large. It wasn't broke, but it's lying on the bed, right where my baby 4 years old was lying. Then the sheriff said that it was a planning for him. I worked 11 years to buy a house. And then do you think I was planning on underneath the house with my two children in there? That's the kind of cooperation we are getting. And we are almost afraid to go back home.
Didn't have any of the risks.
How big of a risk is sent her home?
They said it was 100 had been arrested.
Negroes.
Most of them live on the street that I live on, and a system in just around the community, because they think they know something, and they have arrested that many. And one man, he lived in a certain house from where I live. His fine is $5,000.
You mean the bond?
The bond is $5,000. What car? We don't know.
The FBI reports president said 23 were arrested in the last 2 days.
Well, this was in the paper. But I know this fellow was arrested last
year. They don't give the FBI no cooperation because the people are afraid to talk. And when my house was gone, I felt free. And so many more times gone, they just begin to close down. You know, if we see anything, we're going to get bombed. If we see anything, we'll be bombed. And we're going to leave something in there. We don't have any law at all. Macomb is worse, Pike County is worse than any in Mississippi, I believe. They just don't have it.
What's the population of Macomb?
Around 15,000.
And where is it?
It's on the Ice River, right out from New Orleans, right up from Osage, you know, Louisiana, and Osage, and Magdalene Macomb. This is about 22 miles from the Louisiana line.
It's halfway between Jackson and Jackson, Mississippi, and New Orleans, Louisiana.
You review this for the Justice Department?
Yes, sir. Well, one of the things they are considering is the possibility of having a branch FBI operation there. Right now, they, as you know, your instructions, Hoover had an office put in Jackson, sort of a district office, and there's some possibility that they couldn't quite make any pledges or promises, but I know they are thinking about that. And when the appropriations for the Civil Rights Division goes through the result of the Civil Rights Act. I think the Civil Rights Division will hire 49 additional attorneys, and I think some of them may go down there because of the registration, voter registration problem.
Sure, you don't know anything about this.
Bert talked to Mr. Katzbeck about it. They're anxious to do everything they can, but they say quite honestly they have a terrible time figuring out what it is they can do that they're not already doing, except possibly stepping it up a little bit. They agree with these ladies that it is a
utility up there. Utility that I might have to return to the report on reservations is what it can do to aid prevent this from happening anymore. Can be help them solve the problem ceasing if they don't pay the. No, happening.